PR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Amidst devastation and ongoing uncertainty in Japan, exhaustion is setting in. Reporter Dwali Saikautau is in Fukushima Prefecture, where officials say a nuclear reactor has partially melted down.
People are very, very tired. They've been, displaced. They've got no drinking water. There's little food. There's a lot of frustration at the government because they don't know if they've been exposed to dangerous radioactive materials from the plants.
Dwali Saikautau in Fukushima. An estimated 170,000 people have been evacuated around the damaged plant. Meanwhile, authorities have notified the UN's nuclear watchdog that radioactivity released at the Onagawa nuclear plant has exceeded the allowable level. Pro-democracy demonstrations continue in Bahrain. After a peaceful march yesterday, protests turned violent this morning. From Bahrain, Sean Carberry reports clashes have erupted in several locations.
Clashes this morning began with a group of hardline demonstrators blocking King Faisal Highway, the principal roadway in Manama. According to official reports, protesters threw rocks at police who tried to clear them from the road to allow rush hour traffic through. The conflict continued to escalate, with police deploying tear gas. Thousands of people gathered in the Pearl Roundabout area and repeatedly moved on police who had staked out a position on the nearby overpass. On multiple occasions, police fired tear gas and rubber bullets at approaching demonstrators. The area calmed down with the start of afternoon prayers, and police withdrew from the area. There are now reports of serious clashes taking place at Bahrain University. For NPR News, I'm Sean Carberry in Bahrain.
Anti-government protests continue in Yemen. Police and government supporters fired at demonstrators at Sana'a University, injuring dozens of people. Israel is giving the go-ahead for 500 new settler homes in the West Bank. The approval comes a day after a Jewish family was killed in their home. From Jerusalem, Linda Gradstein reports the move threatens to further complicate stalled Israeli-Palestinian peace efforts.
The new homes will be built in four Jewish settlements that Israel says it wants to keep, even if a peace deal is reached with the Palestinians. The U.S. has sharply condemned the expansion of Jewish settlements in the West Bank. Israel announced the new homes after five members of one family, two parents and three children, were killed in a stabbing attack late Friday night. Settlers have called for revenge against Palestinians, who they blame for the attack. The Palestinian Authority condemned the attack. There were reports of Jewish attacks on Palestinian property. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Jewish settlers to show restraint. For NPR News, I'm Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
This is NPR News in Washington. A violent militia in Fairbanks, Alaska, has apparently targeted a judge and several Alaska state troopers in a deadly plot known as 241. The suspects are in jail on several million dollars bail. As NPR's Bellamy Palethorpe reports, they're led by a 26-year-old vigilante.
Francis Schaefer Cox has used his case to challenge the authority of the Alaska court system, calling himself a sovereign citizen and claiming the court is a for-profit corporation. According to legal documents filed Friday, Cox and four others allegedly plotted to use Twitter to initiate a plan known as 241. Those numbers would activate a revenge campaign against the state. If Cox was arrested, the court papers say, two law enforcement targets would be kidnapped. If he was killed, two state targets would be murdered. Court papers detail Cox's plot at a meeting in February that was secretly taped by the FBI. The suspects are charged with conspiring to commit murder, kidnapping, and arson, as well as hindering prosecution and possession of illegal weapons, including grenades and machine guns. Bellamy Palethorpe, NPR News, Seattle.
It could be a few more days before residents in northern New Jersey can return home, even though floodwaters are receding. Glenn Brown, public safety director of Patterson, says the flooding's the most serious he's seen.
I was around for the 2007-2010 floods, and if I had to compare, the flooding is worse this time around.
More evacuations are expected today. New York City police are investigating the claims of a bus driver whose tour bus crashed yesterday, killing 14 people. The driver says he was clipped by a tractor trailer. Others say he was speeding. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.
Support for